You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Study Clicks podcast. You're here again with your hosts, Nessa and Emer. If you haven't listened to us before, we're two sisters who work for Study Clicks.
Yep. We reel out those tips and advice. We've been through the exams ourselves. We've done pretty well. So we always have a good few tips to give out to those students who are looking to do their best.
Yeah, we've been through the system. We've made those mistakes. We've come out the other end. There's light at the end of the tunnel. We're here to reassure you.
Yeah. And today's episode is not so much about really study advice or anything like that, but it's for those of you in sixth year who have the prospect of the CAO coming up.
Ugh, CAO.
It's three letters that might haunt you a little bit. And so you probably have the application coming up, and it can be really daunting because there are some people who are lucky enough to have known what they want to do since they were four. You know, they want to be a vet, and they're going to be a vet. And that's great. If you're one of those, if you're one of those people, then fantastic. Count yourself lucky. Good for you. But I think both of us were the kind of people who really had no idea.
No idea.
And really couldn't find anything like, okay, yeah, I kind of like this, but do I want to study it?
I don't know. For 4 years. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really tough then because you're 17, 18, 16 even, and then people are kind of like, oh, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Suddenly it's the only question you get asked anymore at family events. And then you dread having to say it because you're like, oh, I don't know yet. And then people are like, saying like, oh, have you thought about being a teacher? And then you have to have this conversation 100 times. And it can be really tough. So if you're in that position, we 100% understand. But there are a lot of people who don't know either. And there are a lot of people who still don't know. They might have gone through college and are still figuring out. And there are people who choose something and then 20 years later, they change.
Yeah,
and I think that's a really important thing to remember, that the choice you make now, it doesn't mean that you have to do whatever you choose for the rest of your life. It's so easy nowadays to just change your career path whenever you want, really. So
so many things out there to help people who just decided, actually, you know, this isn't what I want.
Yeah, just don't get bogged down with the whole thing.
It's try not to think of it like, okay, you have to pick this one thing and that's what you're doing every week, 40 hours a week for the rest of your life. I mean, that sounds so dramatic. Don't think of it like that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the time it's kind of people put the pressure on you like, oh, you have to do something that gets a lot of money or else...
There are jobs in Ireland.
Yeah, but or then you have the opposite side of the spectrum of people being like, oh, don't ever do something just for the money. Do something you love and then you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
And then you're so conflicted and you don't know who to follow and what to do, and it's really hard. So it's important to evaluate yourself. Maybe find a nice balance. Okay, like this is something I like and I think I would enjoy this and get personal value from it. But also it's something that is probably a pretty stable job and it's easy to find a job like this wherever I want to go. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds like the perfect job and it mightn't even exist, but just try to think of all the different aspects of the career that you want and whether they suit you and whether it's possible and whether that's something you would enjoy.
Yeah.
And the thing is also in this 21st century that we're living in, there are so many jobs being created literally every day.
Yeah.
Like if you look on places like LinkedIn, where there are all these different jobs being offered, the amount of social media manager positions
didn't exist.
Like this didn't exist 10 years ago. Yeah. And now it's a position. There are millions of positions like that worldwide. Yeah. So
you're qualified just for growing up with it.
Yeah. And there are going to be so many positions like this by the time you're ready to go into the working world, that jobs that just don't even exist right now, but they will when you're there, and you might be qualified and it might be the perfect job for you. So don't worry if there's nothing that's kind of jumping out at you immediately now. Like you might just work your way into the perfect job for you. You have time, you have so much working years of your life ahead of you, and everything doesn't have to come down to this one decision that you make now.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, when you are trying to choose a course, I think one of the important things to do is to definitely choose the course as opposed to the college or the university. Yeah.
And that's a trap that a lot of people fall into, because you might not want to, you might find your perfect course, but it's in a college that none of your friends are going to.
Yeah.
It is like, you don't want to go follow all your friends or follow your boyfriend or girlfriend, the latter one being a very dangerous one. You don't want to do that and then end up hating your course and having to drop out. Like, think about it. Or like, don't settle for a course in a college with all your friends in it. Go for the course that you know you're going to love. Yeah. If you have done your research and you know that's the one for you,
yeah,
don't be tempted to follow the crowd.
I mean, yeah, I'm in UL, and the amount of people that I've talked to, and they were just like, oh yeah, I heard UL was a load of crack, so I said I'd come here.
Yeah.
And that's fair enough. But at the end of the day, is that really going to be fulfilling? Are you going to be happy after the 4 years that you're in the job that you want to be in, that you've done the course you want to do? It's at the same time, if whether it's you or your parents paying for this, you don't want to just do it because it's a bit of crack. You have to get a bit real with that decision. And
you have to pass your exams. Yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing that a lot of people don't consider when you're in college, that you can't just choose a course and just be like, ah, oh, that'll be grand. College is hard.
It's quite tough.
Exams can be quite difficult, and they're not always easy to pass. So you do need to think of your own capabilities. Like, is me, for example, I remember I wanted to do computer science for a while. And oh my God, thinking about it now, I ended up doing languages, and that was fine. I was good at languages, but I would have been horrible at computer science. I would have hated all of that coding things, and I probably wouldn't have passed. So I'm really glad that it was actually my principal at the end of the day that talked to me and was like, Emer, I don't think this is for you. I was really offended at the time. I was like, how dare you? But now I'm like, oh, he was so right. And I'm glad someone told me that. So if you're not lucky enough to have someone who can just tell you, I don't think that's for you, you do have to really try and assess your own capabilities and say, okay, is that something that I would pass? Is that something I would enjoy? Remember to evaluate all the courses and then choose the course as opposed to the college.
Yeah. So if you're still at the stage where you're like, okay, what do I do? Because I remember being in like sixth year and going to a career guidance and kind of having a fair idea, but not being too sure of myself, and the career guidance man giving me really conflicting choices. One good thing to do, and you can take them online, qualifox.ie have them, an aptitude test. I mean, help you figure out your strengths, help you figure out what are the stuff that you like doing, and then it will churn out these appropriate careers for you.
Stuff that you might have even thought
of. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they're well worth doing. I mean, you mightn't take anything from it. You might. It's definitely something worth doing.
Yeah. And if careers come up that you would never have thought of, don't dismiss them immediately just because you don't think it's for you. Like, for example, if architecture came up and you were like, what? That's something I would never do. God, that's so silly.
Yeah.
Really think about it and think about the skills you need to be an architect. And then it's like, oh, actually, yeah, I'm good at that. And I'm good at that. And maybe that is something I would like. You know, don't just dismiss things because of preconceived ideas that you might have about that. And also, an important thing now, if you're filling in your CAO for the first time, there's really no need to crack under any pressure or get super freaked out about it, because there's the change of mind. You can change everything on your CAO at the moment, up until...
right after the leaving search, yeah.
Up until July, so don't freak out about it. It's just kind of a provisional one you're making now.
Yeah.
And it's good to get started on the whole process of trying to figure out what you want to do later on. But remember that you can change it, so right now isn't the time to be freaking out.
Yeah. So a second point we want to make then is don't concentrate solely on points. I know a lot of people might be scared away from putting certain courses on their CAO form because, like, oh my God, there's so many points, I'll never get that. Yeah. Or the other way around.
People are used to getting like 580 points and then they're like, well, it's a waste if I don't do medicine.
Yeah.
Or things like that. Like, it's not embarrassing, or it's nothing. If you put down a course that needs a lot less points than that, you're not less valuable as a person. A lot of the time with the course, what the points mean is just that the course is less popular and there's less demand for that course. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a course that requires less intelligence.
Yeah, absolutely.
And intelligence is so immeasurable like that. There are so many different types of intelligence. So just because you can get 580 points doesn't necessarily mean that you should be doing those high courses like medicine or veterinary.
Don't
or
think about
like
it
that.
As a waste. Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't focus on points. Don't say, okay, I have to do that because that's what I'm capable of. Do try to look at it from the point of view of, okay, sure, these points don't necessarily match what I'm getting, but it's something that I really think I would enjoy. So that's what I'm going to put down. So if it's a case of the points are much higher than you usually get, maybe say, okay, this is something I'm going to strive for. And if the points for the course are a lot lower than what you usually get, then don't worry about it. It's if that's what the course you think you would enjoy, then it's not embarrassing or anything like that not to put a course like that down.
It's all the day. At the end of the day, it's all about what you want to do
and what you're genuinely interested in.
Exactly. On the other end of the spectrum, then, if you know you're the course that you want is always the points are always kind of higher than what you're getting, and you're a bit too afraid to put it down, like, oh, I'll never get those. Like, so I might as well not put it as number one on my CAO because I'm never going to get it. Don't do that. And your teachers or your career guidance teachers will tell you about this. Always put your courses in order of genuine preference. If the course that you really want is the high points one that you don't think you'll get, still put it as number one. Because, you know, if you don't get it, it will just go down to number two. But if you didn't actually put it there and you end up getting the points, you won't get the course because it wasn't on your list.
Yeah, and putting it as number one is also like a good goal, even if you don't think that you're really capable of getting it. Putting that as your number one in your CAO is still kind of like, okay, that might be really difficult, but that's my goal now and I'm going to do really well and really try to achieve it. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't get it at the end of the day, make sure that your second course is still something that you would still get a lot of value from and something you would still quite enjoy. And fill in the whole thing, keep going down even to the 10th. I mean, the likelihood of you getting what you put down 10th is pretty slim, but it's important to fill the whole thing out. And it's important that you've researched everything that you put down. Exactly. Because if you just throw something down, like I think on mine, I put down horticulture.
What?
Just because I thought it was a laugh. But, right. You know, if it had turned out that I ended up getting it and then I hadn't researched it at all, that could have been really disastrous. Yeah. So don't forget to really look into every course. You can either do this by looking at prospectuses.
Yeah.
Each university should have one of these big books that gives details on all their courses, or most of their websites also have detailed descriptions of the course and what you would be doing every semester. So it's important to check out what the course actually entails, what you'll be doing, whether that's something that you actually like or not. It might turn out, if you, for example, with my course, I thought it was all languages, but then when I looked into the course description, there was a lot of politics, there was a lot of history. So if it had turned out that I'm a person that really hates politics, then I might have really enjoyed the course as much. So it's important to really check out what goes on throughout the two, three, four years that you're doing college, and make sure that it is definitely something you want to do.
And sometimes doing that kind of research can be kind of a bit confusing. I'd say if you're lucky enough, if you know someone who's actually done the course or someone who can put you in touch with it. I know my friend's sister wanted to do the same course as me. So she, it's like this girl who was doing her Leaving Cert at the time that I was in second year. And she's like, oh, what's the course like? So I was able to tell her exactly what was on it. So, and I gave like advice that she wouldn't have found in the prospectus. So if you can find someone who did that, great. If not, I'd really recommend from the prospectus or from the college website finding the course director and their email and emailing them just for a little bit more information. They could possibly put you in touch with someone. But I remember just being very afraid of emailing people. Like, I remember mom was telling me lots, like, do you not just have you emailed a course director yet? And I'm like, no. As if sending an email is a really scary thing.
Yeah, I mean, some course directors are very unresponsive and they have a lot going on, so they mightn't have the time to reply to you. But there's no harm in sending it. Absolutely. and trying to get more information. A lot of them are very friendly and are very excited about getting students into their course. So they will be usually very ready to help and ready to give advice.
Yeah, I know from when I did actually email the course director that she was able to tell me there was a taster course going on over the Easter holidays, and if I hadn't emailed her, I wouldn't have done it. And doing that taster course is what was the final nail in the coffin, like, yes, this is what I want to do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
You never know.
Yeah, and one final point on researching your course that's very, very important is make sure that you fulfill the entry requirements, because sometimes the course will have a certain requirements, like you need to have a certain grade in a certain subject, or you need to have a certain amount of subjects. I know some science courses need you to have 2 science subjects, so there's no point putting that course down on your CAO list if you only have 1 science subject, things like that. So make sure to check all of the entry requirements and make sure that you fulfill them, because there's really no point putting those courses on your list if you can't.
Yeah, those are important things to know.
Yeah, and those requirements you can usually find either on Qualifax, cao.ie, or on the college website.
Yeah, another thing to consider, and also it's kind of daunting or scary if you're, you know, like we said, 17 or 18, but you do need to be considering careers and jobs. You might notice that, like, you know, Ireland's economy isn't the same as it was 10 years ago. Different, the jobs have different availabilities, or there's more jobs or less jobs than there was before. It's constantly changing. So you really, it is really worth, again, with the research, it is really worth looking into how many jobs are going in the thing that you're applying for, or the industry that you're applying for. Is there jobs? Might you need to immigrate? If you do need to immigrate, is that something that you're okay with? Do you want to live in another country? Do you think, will that job still be there in 10, 20 years time? Like, how is it looking with way technology is progressing? Yeah. It seems like a lot, but it's well worth just doing a bit of research into.
Yeah, I just have a little thought about it.
Mm.
Or
doesn't need
have a little think about it.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be too deep, because obviously it's hard to predict the future.
Yeah, of course. And then finally, just, I guess, a few final details that you should remember when you're doing your CAO application. The deadline is always the 1st of February,
always,
at 5:15 usually.
Random time.
You should get all this information from your career guidance
hopefully
counselor. But if you don't, just remember that. Also, all of this information you can find on cao.ie.
Mm-hmm.
The application costs €25 if you do it before January the 20th. And if you do it after, it's €40. So
save that 15 quid.
Try to do your research a bit earlier and get it in there before the 20th of January. It's a bit handier.
Yeah. Another important point to make, and I think it might seem really obvious, but it has happened in the past. So if you're putting down your course, if you're writing it, or if you're typing it in, make sure the code is written perfect, that you don't have a letter or a number wrong. It has happened to someone before that they put like an I instead of an L and they got the wrong course completely.
Yeah.
So it is, it might sound silly, but absolutely make sure that you have put down that the course code or the name of the course perfectly as it's written.
Yeah. And just for when the offers do come out then in August, an important thing to remember is that there's the first round offers, and then there's a second round offers, and then there's a third round offers, and I think they're called something different. It's like second and second again. I can't remember exactly, but basically there are 3 different offers. And the first one, if you don't get what you want in the first one, there is the second round. And then you might get offered something that was higher in your preference. Maybe you get offered something in the first round that was like your second or third. And then in the second round, you can get offered a course that was higher in your list. So it's not the end of the world if in the first round you don't get what you were hoping for, because these things can change all the time.
Yeah.
So
many people I know only got in the second round. So yeah, don't be too afraid of it.
Yeah. And that's all you need to know for now, just filling out the application, I think. We have more information on our blog about what to do when you get your results and when you get the offers and how to go about that. Also, details on appealing your results and how to appeal. We have loads of information on the blog page. So if you're worried or have any questions about any of that kind of stuff, just head to the blog page and check out all the information we have there.
And if you're looking for something in particular, remember you can always message us on the site or via social media and we can just link you directly.
Yeah, we're available via email at info@studyclicks.ie. There is also a great place to message us if you want to hear anything else specific on the podcast, if you want to give us any feedback, that'd be great.
We'd love a lovely email.
And then social media is what Ness is in charge of.
So I'm in charge of StudyClicks' Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram and our Snapchat, and of course there's messaging features in all of those, and I'm always on the other end, always have my phone in my hand, so if you have any questions you can reach us there.
Yep. And Otherwise, hopefully this podcast made the whole idea of the CAO application a little less daunting. Maybe hopefully you're more ready to get cracking on that research and find the right course for you, the right option. Maybe you don't want to do a course. It's really all about your own personal decision there. But yeah, last but not least, it would be fantastic if you could give us a little review and a rating. If you don't have time, just give us those 5 stars on Apple Podcast or iTunes, Acast, wherever you listen to the podcast. Make sure to subscribe, tell your friends about us if you think that this podcast would benefit them. I'm sure it will. That's our main point, that we just want to help as many students
as
possible.
That's all we want to do.
Just make the whole Leaving Cert Junior Cert thing a bit easier for everyone. So thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, and tune in again next time.
Yeah. See ya.
Slán for now.